We begin the current daf mitzvah, the pesachim daf samach tes. We begin on the top line of the Gemara, where the Gemara continues discussing the machlekes we had in our Mishnah between Melaza on the one hand and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shua on the other hand, regarding certain melaches drabanan, if they were doicha the halachas of Shabbos, to do it for the Karban Pesach, as regarding harkavasai, bringing it out of the tchum, chaytach yabelis, these are things that are isur drabanan. And therefore, since they were allowed to be done from before Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shua said one is not allowed to, in spite of Rabbi Elazar's Kal Vachomer, that he said if you could do Melachos D'Oraisa, like Shechita the Karban Pesach, for sure you could do Isur D'Rabbanan. They said no, because you could have done it from before Shabbos, in contrast to Shechita, which could not have been done, has to be done on the 4th of Nisan. That's why it could be Deicha. So the Gemara continues, brings a Braisa that elaborates on this Machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. Tanya learned the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer says that Umali, that what's the difference to me if we find im dochu machshir mitzvah? Even you agree, if we find certain preparations for the mitzvah, shalachar shchita esa shabbos, that these things are after the shchita, for example, which everyone agrees in the Mishnah, michu kuravav, which is to do, as we explained in the previous stuff, it's a way of getting rid of the waste that's inside of the intestines, that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, even though it's after the Shechita, this avodli mitzvah, because there's an element of mitzvah, which is, in other words, for the tzarchi gevaya, which is for the carbon to be done properly. So therefore, even though that was done already, the carbon pesach was already slaughtered, avodah was done, and still we allow in this drabanan that's afterward. So if so, like almost like a kal vachomer, he says, lo yidchu machshir mitzvah shlefnei shechita shabbos. So shouldn't it allow us to do a isra abanan that then prepares and paves the way for us to allow us to do the carbon itself, the mitzvah? In other words, Rabbi Elazar is saying that the mitzvah is the shechita. That everyone allows you to do that to slaughter the carbon pesach on Erev Pesach, which it falls out on Shabbos. And that is Pesach on Sunday. You're allowed to do the shechita. Now, and still we're allowed to do an isra abanan, which is part of the mitzvah, but it's already post the Ikar mitzvah, which is once it's already was slaughtered, we did the avodis now just to get rid of the waste that's inside the intestines because they get spoiled. So even though it was already done and still allowed to do that, is drabanan. So in this drabanan that paves the way, for example, to bring the carbon from out of the tchum or to cut off the wart or whatever, all these different things, for sure we should be allowed to do that, is drabanan, which that allows us to actually go ahead and do the Ikar mitzvah because if we can't, then we can't do it in the first place. On that, Rabbi Akiva responded to him, says, Damali, he says, what do you mean? What's the difference to me? In other words, he was trying to say that I could say a kal vachomer the other way, and what type of a wonder is that? And that is, im dochu machshir mitzvah shel achar shechita shabbos. No, if we find that the Torah allows us to even do only preparatory acts of the mitzvah, which is already once we did the shechita, which specifically is regarding the michu karavav, to go ahead and clean out the waste that's inside the intestines, shari tachs the shechita the Shabbos, because the shechita was already doicha the Shabbos. In other words, because of the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach, we already pushed off Shabbos. And that is, we allowed you to do malachas, even malachas d'oraisa. So yeah, once we already allowed you to be doicha Shabbos, so then we weren't geizer even on the shvusim, the isur d'rabanan that are necessary for it, which comes after. However, don't bring me kavu chayim. I say to the contrary. Who would say then that we would allow you to do isur drabanan that are before the shechita was ever done? We didn't go ahead and make an element of permissiveness, which is to allow you to do anything yet. Once you did the shechita, it's already allowed you, there's already heter, there's already an opening here. So once we allowed you to go out and finish it up by doing the isur shvuz of doing michu es karavam. But who would say we allow you to do harkavasa and bring from out of the tchum and chetach yabelas? We didn't allow anything yet. And therefore, there is no such kavachem. I would say that it's still going to be us. And that is their opinion that they argue on Rabbi Eliezer. That's one reason Rabbi Akiva argues on Rabbi Eliezer. Dava Acher, another reason why you can't say, and that you would say that no, maybe not, maybe before the Shechita we wouldn't allow the Shvusin for the Tzarech of Mitzvah, because Shemi Yimatzi Zevach Pasel, maybe ultimately it's going to come out that the carbon is invalid. It's going to come out that retroactively, when you were carrying the animal, bringing out of the Tchum, cutting off the wart, that you were Mechal Shabbos for nothing. And therefore, even though it's only Esther Abon, we don't allow you to do it. It's only once the Avodah was done, and you saw the animal was good, then we allow you to do even the Esther Abon. But that the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that second svar of Rabbi Akiva is true, so mishchet nami loy nishchet, you shouldn't even allow him to slaughter the Karban Pesach, shem yimotzi zevach pasel, maybe it's going to be an invalid, maybe it's a treif, whatever it is, but nimzim chal shabbos l'mafreya, and it's going to come out that it was a chal shabbos retroactively, that it wasn't allowed to be done, and therefore, how could you even do the shechita? Ela ha amar liberation. The Gemara says, you're right. Now this that was the first reason that Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Elazar why he argues on him, and he says that, oh, because maybe the carpenter is going to be puzzled. Uparche, and you're right, and that is what Rabbi Elazar responded to him by saying, what do you mean? If you can't do it, the bringing and all these different preparatory acts beforehand, because it might be possible, it comes retroactively, it was forbidden, then how could you even do the Shechita itself? And Rabbi Akiva said, you're right, V'hadar Amalei, and that's why he, and then the second thing which was quoted first was what he said second of Hachtamali Imdachu, that he says that although my first Taina was not true, however, on that he was trying to say that it's not true that maybe only once the Shabbos was Nitche because of the Shechita, then we allow you to continue doing things, but if it was never Dachu Yad, we don't allow you to do it, even though it's Rabbanan, that to the contrary, only post would be permitted, but not pre. Now the Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah regarding this debate between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar regarding if we allow one to do these Yisur Drabbanon for the Karm Pesach or not. So, Heish Rabbi Akiva Amar, Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Elazar, who he wanted to say, Kavo Chaim, if we allow Shechita, which is Malacha Daraisa, for sure Hazah, that would be permitted to be, that for sure regarding the Hakavasai and the bringing of the Karm Pesach, the only Yisur Drabbanon for sure would be permitted. And then Rabbi Akiva responded, Hazah Techiach B'chulu, that no, spraying, I could prove from there where if a person is tamei and the only way he could bring his carbon pesach is to get sprayed as a tahara, that there it's not deicha Shabbos, in spite of the fact that being matara person by spraying them is no malacha deraisa done. It's at most isad rabbanan, and even though it's for tzarech mitzvah, so they can bring his carbon pesach, we do not allow it. And so I can prove to you that although isad rabbanan we allow, isad rabbanan we don't. To which in the Mishnah is quoted, Rabbi Elazar responds, he says, what do you mean? I argue on that. It's not true. Hazah would be allowed, just like I said before regarding Harkavasa and bringing from out of the Tchum and cutting off its ward. You could spray a person to be Matam, which is only Yisra Drabbanan, because if we allow Dereis, we should allow Yisra Drabbanan. To which Rabbi Akiva responded, which is what the Gemara will quote a Bryce on that, and that he says, no. Hazah's Asr, like that was my Masara. And not only is Hazah Asr, but I'm going to make a Kavach Chayma in the exact opposite of what you said. And just like if Hazah, which only is Drabbanan, we're not allowed to do on Erev Pesach, the falls on Shabbos, we can't even do Shechita on Yudal Nisan. We can't go ahead and slaughter the Karban Pesach because that's a Isidai Raisa. For sure, it's not going to be Deicha Shabbos. And that the Gemara comments, Tanya, learn the Braisa. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, Elazar responded to Rabbi Akiva. Akiva, B'Shechita Heshavtani, you responded to me with slaughtering, and that is, you were saying that if you can't do Zrika to purify a person by throwing the Mechatzis on them, so that you can't even do the Shechita of the Karban Pesach on Yudal Nisan, which is a joke, you're making a mockery of me. You're saying, Oy Chiluf, like I said at Kal Vachomer, that if you can do Shechita, so you be sure you could do the Zrika, and you're saying, no, just like you can't do Zrika, the Hazah, so you can't do even Shechita. So you're making a joke, and you're saying that, yeah, if your logic you were saying was what? If my Messiah Rabbi Akiva was saying, it's Hazah, the spraying the person is only a Shvus, and it's not Deicha, but sure, Shechita, that's a Malach of the Reisa, it's not going to be Deicha. But everyone knows it's not true because it says in the Torah, b'mayadoi, which means to say you do it in its designated time, and you knew there was no such a Kal Vachomer. So you're making a joke out of me when you're using this terminology of Shechita, so b'shechita tehei misasai, let his death, a reference to Rabbi Akiva, be with slaughtering, and that is with Asar Harugi Malchus, Rabbi Akiva died a bitter death by the Romans. So he was saying, as a kalala, because of what he had made a mockery out of him. So Amalei Rabbi Akiva responded to him. He says, Rebbe, my teacher, Al tachfirein b'shasadin, do not deny me at the time that we're judging on this. And that is, we're coming right now to discuss this topic. Don't deny to me that kach mekablani mimcha, that this is exactly the tradition I have from you. And that is Hazah, regarding the spraying, although shvusi, although to spray a person, there's no malachas being done by spraying water on him. It's at most the isad rabbanan because it looks like you're fixing something, taking him out of a status of tumah to a status of tahara. And yet, in spite of that, you told me ve'ena deiches Shabbos that it's not going to be deiches Shabbos, and that's why I was saying this kavul chaimer to you and saying that. Although yes, there is no such kavul chaimer to say if hazah is not deiches, it's only derabbanan. For sure, shechit is not going to. That's not true because there's a pasuk and everyone knows shechit of the karban pesach is deiches Shabbos. But I just wanted you to pay attention, and I wanted you to think like this. Wait a second, if this person, Rabbi Akiva, if he's coming to say a Kavu Chema from Shechita to say that, he's saying such an outlandish thing, to say that Shechita will be Aser on Shabbos, because if Hazah, this Rabban is Aser, for sure Shechita, so it must be that this Akiva thinks that Hazah is so obvious that it's not Deicha, and through that you'll remind yourself what you yourself taught me, that it's not Deicha Shabbos, and then you'll retract, and that was what I was coming to talk about. Of course, Shechita, I was just using it as a ploy for you to get to the understanding that you yourself told me that Hazah is going to be Aser on Shabbos. And that the Gemara asks, in the Chanami, v'chimachadu ha'agmerei, so if that's really true, as Rabbi Kiva was telling Rabbi Elazar, that Rabbi Elazar himself taught him that hazah, spraying a person on Shabbos, although it's his only way to bring the Karban Pesach, it's not the Eichah Shabbos, so my time of Kahadabe, why is it that Rabbi Elazar did retract from what he had told this student Rabbi Kiva, and that is because in our Mishnah it's quoted by him saying, Allah ani done. No, it's not true, Rabbi Kiva. You know what? Hazah also would be the Eichah Shabbos. Even though, and that is, we would allow you to do the Issa Jabbanon, even though it's on Shabbos, to go ahead and to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. So don't bring me a raya from there that although you could, that the Issa Jabbanon is going to be Aser. It's not true, you could do that. Why did he retract if he had originally told, which is what Bekiva was hinting to him, that he originally said that's Aser to do on Shabbos? Sama Ula Ula said, Rabbi Eliezer ki Agmri, when Rabbi Eliezer had taught that it's not going to be Deiche Shabbos, was Hazad de Truma. That was when a person is coming to be have it sprayed on him, the mechatas, to become pure, to be able to eat truma. Agmerei, that is, he taught him there that it's not going to be Deicha Shabbos. Now, what's the reason why that hazah is not Deicha Shabbos? And that is because the truma, even the separation of truma, it's gufa itself, loy dachi Shabbos. It's not Deicha Shabbos. So if the truma itself is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, so therefore to become pure, to be able to go ahead and have the truma, for sure is not going to be permitted to be done on Shabbos. And therefore, that is what he had originally told him was regarding the hazah of truma. That's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. And now Rabbi Kiva Nami, so Rabbi Kiva also, ki Isve, when he had asked this question on Rabbi Eliezer, hazah de truma Isve, he was asking from the spraying of to become tar for truma, shehi mitzvah, vehi mishmishmas, that there is a mitzvah element over there, and still it's only asim rabbanan, and still it's not going to be deicha Shabbos. And therefore he's asking Rabbi Eliezer, so they don't tell me kabo chayman, that if we allow shechita b'karm Pesach, therefore we allow harkavasa and bring arat chum and chetichas ibas, which only rabbanan, because I'll show you a case of a mitzvah that although it's a drabbanan, we're not going to allow you to do that on Shabbos. But on that, Rabbi Lezer had thought hazad the Pesach commisibly. He thought Rabbi Lezer was asking that Rabbi Kiva was asking him from being sprayed on for to be able to do the Karban Pesach, which is that. But and there it's not like truma because there that's what Rabbi Lezer was saying, that just like Karban Pesach itself, you're allowed to do on Shabbos, which is the Shechita, then you're also allowed to do the hazad to being sprayed to be able to have the Karban Pesach. And therefore, that's what he said. It's not true. Hazah al-zani done. The hazah would be mutter. But in truth, Rabbi Kiva was not asking from hazah of Pesach. He was asking from the hazah of Truma, which is what Rabbi Elazar himself had originally told Rabbi Kiva, that is going to be asr. On this interpretation of this machlekes and what the debate back and forth was, Masav Rabba asked on this interpretation of Ula, which Ula was saying that Rabbi Kiva was not asking from the hazah of Pesach, because the way it was interpreted was that he was saying from you yourself told me Rabbi Elazar. That's not true, because Rabbi Elazar didn't say Hazav Pesach was ever Aser. Rather, it was on the Hazav Truma that he was asking, and Rabbi Elazar thought he was asking from the Hazav of, because we asked, if he said originally Hazav Truma that it's going to be Aser, why'd he retract and say it's Mutter? He was saying, Rabbi Kiva was saying Hazav Truma, and he was responding, he thought he was asking Hazav of Pesach, which he had never said that it's Aser. But on this interpretation, Rabbi asks, we learned in the Braisa, that quotes the debate as follows. Heishiv Rabbi Kiva Amar. Rabbi Kiva responded to Rabbi Elazar and he said, Hazaz Tmei Meish Techech. Your Kavachem that you're trying to say to Rabbi Elazar, if we allow Deiraisis, for sure we allow Isur Rabbanan, but I could prove to you from spraying a person that's Tamei from a dead person, that will disprove your Kavachem. Shechal Shvi Shalilis B'Shabbos Be'er Pesach. If his seventh day, the last day, and that evening he's going to become Tar, and that is also on Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos. Shehi mitzvah, where there's the mitzvah over here. Vehi mishmishvus, and the only thing holding us back is the Issur Rabbanan of spraying him. Yet ve'ena deichas Shabbos, and still it's not deichas Shabbos. So therefore, the question that Rab is asking on Ula, you see that's not true the way you interpret it. You see, Rabbi Kiva's question was regarding the spraying of the carbon, to be able to eat the carbon Pesach, not to be able to eat Shuma. And that he's telling him that's not Deicha Shabbos, and then the question becomes, Elevadai hazah de Pesach Agmeri. So obviously that, if Rabbi Kiva was asking that you yourself had told me, he was telling him that you yourself told me that not that only hazah of Truma is Aser, but even hazah of the Karban Pesach is Aser. And that's why it was so obvious to Rabbi Kiva to say such an outlandish thing, because he wanted to remind him, you yourself told me the hazah, not of Truma as Ula had said, because then the question was, why did Rabbi Elazar say that al zeh ani dan? Then he said, Rabbi Kiva said hazah of Truma, and he said he was responding hazah of Pesach. We see clearly from this braisa that he was asking from hazah of Pesach, that you, even on that, you told me that it's not going to be daicha. And therefore the question is returned. V'chime'acha da'agmei, so if Rabbi Elazar himself had told him, not only for Azov Truma, but even Azov Pesach, it's not going to be daicha Shabbos. So my time of kapara Rabbi Elazar. So again, the question returns, why did he ask and say that, you know what, it's not true, it is mutter, when he himself had told him that it's aser. That the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Gemara is akerlei. Leza forgot his teachings. And Rabbi Kiva was coming to remind him of what he had taught him. And this is what, when he said, Alzani Dan, he was trying to say, what do you mean? This is not Aser, it's Mutter. He had forgotten what he had taught Rabbi Kiva earlier, that it's not going to be Deicha Shabbos. And this is what the Gemara says in Masechta Zavoy Dezar and Daf Mem Vav Amabez, that Leza had forgotten his learning, and Rabbi Kiva was trying to remind him of the teachings he had taught. And therefore, again, yes, he had originally taught him this, but Rabbi Kiva was trying to jog his memory by saying, you yourself told me it's Aser, so how could you bring a Kavachayim if the Reis is a Mutter, the Rabban is a Aser, when you see that the Reis of Pesach is going to be Mutter, but the Rabban of just spraying a person is going to be Aser? And Rabbi Elazar said, what do you mean it's Mutter? Because he forgot. But that the Gemara asked, if that was the whole discussion, so let him just say him clearly, say out, Rabbi, you told me, why is he giving this whole hint, and that's why he gets this curse of Shechita? But the Gemara says, Savalav Orechara. He felt it wasn't Derech Haaretz, it wasn't proper to go ahead and tell him, you're forgetting, you're learning, you're making a mistake. He was trying to be merabinson to him, to try to, that alluded to him that he should remember on his own. Now the Gemara asks on what we said. So this is the conclusion, that Rabbi Kiva was really right, Rabbi Elazar had forgotten, and that Hazah, this is what he's trying to use against Rabbi Elazar Kavuchemer, that to spray a person to become Tahar on the seventh day of his Tumah, that night, but when the time to eat the Karban Pesach, he'll be Tahar, it's not Teichah Shabbos, he won't be able to bring the Karban Pesach, because although it's Isra Bonan, since it could that those things that are not intrinsic to the Karban Pesach are not going to be Teichah Shabbos. That the Gemara asks, what is the reason why it's not Teichah Shabbos? Mechti, Tiltuli Ba'amahu, all it is sometimes, it's just moving something, at most like a muktzah type of a thing. But Teichah Shabbos Mishum Pesach, but because of the mitzvah of Pesach, that this is standing in the way, it should be Teichah Shabbos. So Rabbi says that you're right, although even if it was Isra Abonan, we should be Teichah to be allowed to do the Karban Pesach. Gezerishim Yitlenu V'yavirena Arba'amas B'shazuram. Because this is something he couldn't have done as the other Shavuos in the Mishnah from before Shabbos. However, here it's Gzeira, as elsewhere the Gemara says, different Gzeiras, although there were mitzvahs to be done, and at most it would be Issa D'Rabbanan. However, because we're concerned that then he might come to carry it for Amos and Shosu Ram, because he needs it to be able to go do the Hazah, which would be a Issa D'Raisa, therefore we did not allow a person to do it, even though it's not an Issa D'Raisa, because, and although it's standing in the way of the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach, because one might come to violate an Issa D'Raisa of caring for Amos Nishas Ram. But that the Gemara asks, so fine. So that might come of it, that you might come to carry for Amos Nishas Ram. But will Rabbi Eliezer in the Avre? But according to Rabbi Eliezer, let him carry for Amos Nishas Ram. The Amr Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer is quoted as saying elsewhere that Machshir Mitzvah Deichin Nishas Shabbos, preparatory acts, although they're only even just preparatory acts, which would be here carrying the water, which is just to allow the person to become tart again, then go ahead and eat the Karban Pesach, are Deicha Shabbos, even the Malachi Gemara, as the Gemara quotes in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kof Lamed Amud Aleph. And therefore, what's wrong? Even if it's going to be Malachi D'Oraisa, it should be allowed. So Amri said that although Rabbi Eliezer, and this is what the Gemara's discussion goes on to Amud Beis, although he said that all these things, even Machshir Mitzvah, Deicha Shabbos, however, there is a difference. Hanim Ilihechid the Gavri Gufi Chazi. That's where the individual himself is fit. For example, let's say to bring the Mila knife to do the circumcision through the Rishus Aram, where the child is already fit. He's ready and waiting for the bris Mila to be done on him. And therefore there's an obligation that's incumbent. And therefore you're allowed to go ahead and be Deicha Shabbos even for the preparatory acts. But here where the individual himself is not fit for the mitzvah, because essentially right now he's tummy. So therefore there is no obligation. In other words, you can't title these acts as Machshiri Mitzvah, because there is no mitzvah to be done over here. Yes, you can make him in a situation where he will be fit for the mitzvah, but right now he's not, because he's Tami, and therefore, that's not considered, quote, Machshiri Mitzvah, to be allowed to be done, to be Deicha Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. So, based on this, Amar Rabbi says, L'divi Rabbi Eliezer, according to these words of Rabbi Eliezer, where he said that wherever the individual is not fit in the state that he's in right now, then there is no obligation, and hence you're not allowed to go ahead and do these Machshir Mitzvah to be Deicha Shabbos. So Katan Bari, a healthy child, where even without bathing him, he'd be fit for the circumcision. So Mechamen Lechamen, you allow to heat up hot water for him on Shabbos before the circumcision, L'Havroisai, to make him strong ulamayla b'Shabbos, and therefore to be able to do the circumcision on Shabbos, to hachazile, because he is fit right now to do the bris milah, because he's in a healthy state, and therefore, since ultimately it is necessary to be able to do the hot water, so we're allowed to do that because it's considered an achshir mitzvah because he's fit, and therefore it's teicha Shabbos. However, katan chayla, an ill child, where as long as you don't bathe him with hot water, then he's not fit for a circumcision, and there, and only if you bathe him, then he's fit for the milah. Then such a child, you're not allowed to heat up the water to make him healthy to then do the circumcision. Because in the state that he is in right now, which is in this ill state without doing the hot water, he's not fit for the bris milah. Oh, so that is even according to Rabbi Eliezer, would not allow one to do machshir mitzvah to be deicha Shabbos. And that's like we said, again, because he's not fit for it right now in that state. However, Amar Rava, Rava argues, and this is what Rava just said, to differentiate between the two types, the childs that are ill and healthy. V'barihu, if you're telling me the healthy child, he's a healthy child, and that's why he's fit in the state even without the hot water. But then, lama lecham al havreise, then why does even he, which you're agreeing, you're allowed to be deicha Shabbos because you need it, to heat up hot water to make him healthy, if he is healthy even without that water? Elam Rava, rather Rava argues, and he says, hakol choylen heinetzel mila. Everyone, every child is considered ill regarding circumcision, because as long as he's not bathed in hot water, it will be dangerous even for the healthy child. And even according to Eliezer, you would have to heat up the hot water from before Shabbos, and that is echad katan bari, whether a healthy child, echad katan chayla, or even an ill child. Ein mecham lecham lavreis lemoyl b'Shabbos. You do not heat up hot water to make him healthy on Shabbos. Because none of them, even the healthy child, are considered fit. Because although he's fit right now, but he's not fit in regards in the context of the circumcision. Because if he were, you wouldn't be able to heat up the hot water. He obviously needs it. So therefore, even he's not considered fit, and that's why no one, not even for the healthy child, can you heat up hot water on Shabbos. Even the contrary, Eliezer, who allows you to do Hechsher Mitzvah to be Deicha Shabbos, he would require it to be done even before Shabbos, because it's also not considered, Chazi, it's not considered fit in the state that he's in right now. Esri Abaya, Abaya asked from the following Braisa. Aral, regarding an adult that is uncircumcised, Shaloi Mol, that he did not circumcise an Erev Pesach, which the only way you could eat the Karban Pesach is if you're not an Aral, Onish Karas, such individual gets a punishment of Karas, and that is because he could have rectified himself when it was from 6 hours and on, which is the time when the Shechita of the Karban Pesach, after noon on 14th of Nisan, when the time comes to bring the Karban Pesach, he was able to do a Bris Milah, and he didn't. So therefore, since he didn't fix himself, he was considered able to bring the Karban Pesach, and therefore he's liable for the punishments of not bringing the Karban Pesach, and therefore he's going to be punished with Karas. Now, Rashi says that this is different than the case of someone that was ritually impure or was very far away, where during the time when the Shechita could be after the 6 hours of on Erev Pesach, where he can fix himself, and before that time it was no obligation, only started then, they're going to be exempt. But here this person, at this time, right now, everyone's learning the Karban Pesach. You could do the Bris Milah and do it, and since you're not, so therefore you're Chayiv Karas. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, we're discussing Rabbi Eliezer, so Abaya asks, based on the discrepancies, the differentiations that the previous Amiram had said, but v'hocha de gavre gufei loichazi, but here, where this person's an Aral, he himself is not fit in the state that he is right now to bring the Karban Pesach, because an Aral cannot bring the Karban Pesach. The Gatani Anish Karas, and still we said in spite of that he's going to get a punishment of Karas, al marami chiyuvala. Obviously we see that there is an obligation incumbent upon him to bring the Karban Pesach. And therefore, and that's, in other words, because since he could fix himself. So therefore Abai is asking, so then Hazah itself, displaying the person, even contrary to Eliezer, should also be Deicha Shabbos, because there is a mitzvah incumbent upon him to what? To be masakin himself, to fix himself. And therefore, just like by an Aral, where in the state that he is in right now, he's not fit, yet we say that he could fix himself, and therefore we consider him that he is eligible. So therefore, that's difficult according to the interpretation that was said before, that even contrary to Eliezer, it's not going to be Deicha Shabbos, because he's not fit in the state that he is in right now. What do you mean? He is fit because he could go ahead and spray himself, and therefore there is an obligation. So therefore, it should be considered machshir mitzvah to be deicha Shabbos. Now Rashi says, although the Gemara says later on tzadi bezim et aleph, that someone that's just has been removed from his arla, which is the before him being circumcised, it's like leaving a grave, which means to say that he has to spray it afterwards after he does the bris for on the third day and the seventh day, and therefore essentially Rashi is asking that even if he's circumcised, which is right now of Pesach, he's not fit for another 7 days, that he's still tummy. And that Rashi says, the Gemara later on says that's in reference to a non-Jew that was uncircumcised, that converted, that type of a person has to be for 7 days. But a Yisrael that was mull, he becomes tar right away, and therefore that's what the Gemara is asking right now. That is what Abai's question is, that according to Rabbi Yazar, that you should be able to do the Hazar on Shabbos. So therefore, the Gemara says, we have to say a different pshat. What is the pshat again, Eliezer? Why is it that you cannot do the Hazah on Shabbos? It should be considered Hechsher Mitzah, even to bring a carrying for Amos and Rosh Hashanah, you should allow it to be do. It's considered Hechsher Mitzah to be Deicha Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi says, and this is based on a three-step answer. First of all, Ksav Eliezer holds, Ein Sheichtin Bezerkin Al Tamei Sheret. We do not slaughter and spray the blood of the Korban Pesach regarding someone that's a Tamei Sheretz. And as Rashi explains, and we continue on to Amud Beis, that regarding a Tamei Sheretz, that if he didn't immerse himself in the mikveh yet, although he's going to be fit in the evening to eat the Korban Pesach, however, since ultimately right now he is Tamei, we do not go ahead and do the Shechita and the Zrika. Because although Tamei is a problem, but he's not going to be a Tamei when the time to eat the Korban Pesach, still since now he is Tamei, we do not go ahead and shech the Korban Pesach for him. And the same thing would apply for this case of Tamei Mes, someone that's richly impure from touching a corpse, which his seventh day is on Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos. Although he's also going to be fit for the evening, still, that's the same as we said regarding Tamei Sheretz, since now he's Tamei, although he will be fit in the evening, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is, and this is the first step of the answer, which is a three-step answer, he holds that we do not go ahead and do the Shechit and Zrik on such a person, because right now, in the state that he is on Erev Pesach, he's not fit. Now Rashi says, although the term the Gemara is using is Tamei Sheretz, we only use it because later on, the Gemara on the Tzadik Mebeis, where it discusses it, has an argument regarding Tamei Sheretz. Now, since he holds that you don't do a shechita and a zrika on this individual, rather he gets pushed off to the Pesach Sheni, that's what we're saying, you don't do it for him. So obviously, that the tzibur will do it if they have one of these two tumets, either of tumas sheretz or of tumas mes on the seventh day, if they want to. And that is where the second step of the Gemara's answer comes in. Because v'chol she'ilu b'yachad nitcha, because regarding anything where an individual, if he has that, which what we're talking about of tumas sheretz or tumas mes on the seventh day, where he would get pushed off to the second Pesach, a Pesach sheni on ear time, that b'tzibur avdi b'tumah, regarding that, the public does it in their state of tumah. And that is because, as we had mentioned in the previous stuff, where it says ish, that an ish is nitcha, an individual gets pushed up to the second Pesach. But whatever the individual gets pushed up to the second Pesach, we say, but in tzibur nidachen, the tzibur does not get pushed up. So obviously, that we do not require the mitzvah of hazah, in other words, to spray people, to be mitahar them, let's say the tumas mes on the seventh day, for the Pesach, if it's regarding the tzibur. Because if the individual is going to get pushed off regarding Tumas Mes B'Shvi Shalai, so that means he gets pushed off. That means the Tzibur, they don't get pushed off, which means that they can even do it in their state of Tumah, which means we don't have to spray them to retire them. They can do it in their state of Tumah on Erev Pesach that falls out on Erev Pesach. They can do it in their state of Tumah. Now this is where the third step comes in. T'chol Milsa De'isa B'Tzibur. Now anything which is incumbent upon the public, Isa b'yachad is something that applies to individual. Chomisa the less b'tzibur, and anything that does not apply to the public, less b'yachad, that does not apply to the individual. And that's because the mitzvah of Pesach was said to the entire Jewish people together, and whatever applies to the tzibur is what applies to the individual. If it doesn't apply to the tzibur, it doesn't apply to the individual. However, arelis, regarding being uncircumcised, the ikuli tzibur arelim ninu, if the entire Jewish people were uncircumcised, where that we do not say that's pushed away and we allow the tzibur to do it even though that they are relim. We do not allow the Jewish people to do the Korban Pesach if they're uncircumcised. Now, if the entire Jewish people were uncircumcised, Amrin lehu kuma mohula nafshaycha, we would tell them, get up, circumcise yourselves, va'avdi piskan, do the Korban Pesach, because we're not allowing you to do it even if the entire Jewish people, which although we allow you, let's say for Tumah, certain things, this we're not going to allow. So Yachanami Amrin Le. So therefore, to the individual, we also tell him on a weekday, Kum Mahu V'Avet Pischa, get up, do the circumcision, and do the Korban Pesach. V'Loi Mal V'Avet. And if you don't do the circumcision and do the Korban Pesach, Anish Karas, you're going to get a punishment of Karas because this is something that is incumbent upon you right now to do because the tzibur has to do it. So you have to do it, and if you have to do it, it means you're fit to go ahead and do the Korban Pesach because just do the circumcision, just like the tzibur has to, and therefore you could bring it, and therefore if you don't, you get cars. Whereas, tumah, the kulei tzibur tamein, and if the entire Jewish people were tamei, loy madin alay, as we said before, we do not spray them. We do not have to be mitahar them. Rather, they could do it in a state of tumah, as we said, because for that the yochid gets pushed off. Tzibur does not get pushed off. They could do it even in a state of tumah. So yochid nami pater. So therefore, the individual is also exempt, and that is, we don't consider incumbent upon him to go ahead and do a hazaha, to consider to spray himself to be matar himself, because since the tzibur doesn't have to, so the yochid doesn't have to. And this is where the logic, where it ties all the three pieces together. Now, since it's not incumbent upon him to go ahead and do the hazah, so therefore it's not there to be able to be Deicha Shabbos. Because it's only if there's an obligation, as we said, according to Eliezer, hazah, to spray a person to be matar him, to allow him to go ahead and do the Korban Pesach, would only be allowed if it's a hechsher mitzvah. Now, it's only a hechsher mitzvah if it's incumbent upon him. Well, what would we define as incumbent upon him? If the tzibur has to do it, then he has to do it. So our reilis, we say that they have to do it, so he has to do it, and therefore it's considered incumbent upon him, and therefore he's allowed to do it. But regarding tumah, which is what we're talking about, why Rebbe Elazar does not allow hazah, which is ister abonim, maybe ister reisa, but even that, it should be hechsher mitzvah, saying it's not hechsher mitzvah, because it's only considered that it is an obligation of hechsher mitzvah if the tzibur has it. And that's how Rashi sums up the three different points. That's the explanation of Rebbe Elazar, why he says that it's not incumbent upon a person, a chiyuv of Korban Pesach, if he's tamei meis on his seventh day, to be allowed him to do the hazah, because he's not fit. Now, regarding the aril, we say that it is incumbent upon him, even though there he's also not fit. So how do we resolve that? And that's because you can't compare the mitzvah of a hazah to purify the tamei meis on the seventh day to the mitzvah of milah. Because the mitzvah of hazah, to be able to do the Pesach, is not incumbent upon the tzibur, as we explained, because they are allowed to do the Korban Pesach in the state of tumah, even though they could be matar themselves. And that's because Rebbe Eliezer holds that ein sheichtin bezerkin al yachad tumei sheret shalei tumah. That's what the first thing we had said, because he holds regarding tumah sherets that we do not go ahead and spray it on him, which means to say that even though he's robed for the evening, still we go ahead and we push him off for the Pesach sheni. So what's the equivalent of that for something that would be tar for the evening, like tumah sheretz? That's tumei mes on the seventh day, where although he would be fit for that evening to eat the Korban Pesach, where even so in such a case, that's what we just said regarding tumah sheretz, that the yachid would be pushed off and the tumah could do it in the state of tumah, and ever since they could do it in the state of tumah, and they don't have to do hazah when they have tumah sheretz, so too, and for tumah mes, so too the yachid does not have that obligation, and therefore, again, that's why we're not calling Kontra B'liyazer mechshir mitzvah. However, that's what Rashi says, and this is where the first point is very important, that had Rebbe Eliezer held, like the one who says that Sheikh Mazurk and Altamei Sheretz, that we do, because since he's fed in the evening, if he just has a Tumah Sheretz, we would do the Shechit of the Korban Pesach, and we would throw the blood of that type of person, then it would be that since we would not qualify it as Ish Nitcha, that such a person who is a Tumah Sheretz or Tumas Mes, Beshvishalai, he doesn't get pushed up to this Pesach Sheni, because he does it in that state because he's going to be fit that night, then that's where the second step would come in. Then we would not say that the tzibur would be able to be doicha, to be able to do it in the state of tumah, because we only say it regarding something that he gets pushed off, that they don't. Rather, we would tell them, yes, you do have to spray yourselves. And therefore, from the fact that the tzibur would have to spray themselves, that's where the third step would come in. Then, if the tzibur has to do it, the yachid would have to do it to permit himself to eat the Korban Pesach, and therefore it would be deicha Shabbos. That was the interpretation of why Rebbe Eliezer holds that although he holds Machshir Mitzvah Deicha Shabbos, why would not be? Because it would not be considered an obligation of considering it as Hechsheri Mitzvah. Now the Gemara asks on one of the principles that were mentioned, Amalei Rav Huna B'Ridi B'Shul L'Rava, V'ar Pesach Sheni, but regarding Pesach Sheni, the lesser B'Tzibur V'Isa B'Yachid, you just said whatever applies to the Tzibur applies to the individual, does not apply to Tzibur, does not apply to the individual. But one of the basic halachas that's mentioned in the Torah is that the Pesach Sheni only applies to individuals, because whatever the individual does by the Pesach Sheni, we said to the contrary. It's only Ish Nitcha. The Tzibur does it on the first Pesach. So how can we have discrepancy? You just said Kol Milsa, whatever is by that is by that. Yet Pesach Sheni only applies to individual, even though it doesn't apply to the Tzibur. So Malay, he said to him, Shani Hasim, there it's different. And that is there, the reason why we allow the individual to have something that the tzibur doesn't have is because it's not really that the tzibur doesn't have it. To the contrary, it's because the tzibur already did that on the first Pesach. And that is, you're right, if the tzibur would not have done it on the first Pesach, for example, let's say the majority of the Jewish people were zaven, that for them there is no heter of doing the Karban Pesach and the Tumas Tzibur of Ziva, and only the minority of the Jewish people were Tmei Mesim, you're right, we would not allow the Tmei Mesim to do it, not on the first Pesach and not even on the second one, because since the Tzibur doesn't have it, the Yachid also wouldn't have it. It's only because since in the case of when the majority are allowed to do it and only individuals are getting pushed off, that's considered something that's included almost because they already did it Pesach Rishon, they don't need the Pesach Sheni, and that's not considered something that the Tzibur doesn't have that the Yachid would have. So the Gemara continues to ask on these, on this answer, this conglomerate answer of these three principles, on another principle that we mentioned. Meisvei, we learned the Braisa. You would think that a person would not get a punishment of karas for not bringing the Karban Pesach, el shahayu tahar, only if he was pure, or if he wasn't far away, where that he was not exempted, and if he doesn't bring it, then he gets karas. However, Aril, regarding someone that was uncircumcised, or b'tmei sheretz, he only had the impurity of a sheretz that becomes pure that night, or b'shar kol tmeim, or all other types of tumah that are similar to that, for example, any other tumah that has a tumah that becomes tahar in the evening, which is fit to be able to eat the Karban Pesach that night, for example, the case we've been speaking about, a tumas mes on the seventh day, where after he gets the hazah and he tables in the mikveh, he's going to be pure that night. Minayin, how do you know even in those cases that although they're not essentially perfect right now, but since they could have a way of bringing the Karban Pesach, that they also get karas if they don't? Tamalama, that's the pasuk in Bamidbar, says, v'ha'ish, the vav, and says, and the man, that extra vav is coming to teach you that these are also included in the category. Now, based on this, Gemara asks, from the fact that the Braisa has to go seek a pasuk, an extra pasuk of the vav of Vaha Ish, to say a source that Tumas Shemitz will also get karas for not bringing the Karban Pesach. So, Ksava, obviously, this Tana holds that ain Sheikhtin Berserkin al Tumas Shemitz. Obviously, that you do not go ahead and do this Shechita and the Zrika of the Karban Pesach on someone that has a Tumas Shemitz, because the Sheikhtin Berserkin al Tumas Shemitz, if that Tana held that you do a regular Karban Pesach, someone that has a Tumas Sheretz, so Lomali La Dura Leo, why would I need the Tana to go ahead and search and find an extra pasuk to obligate in Karis, the one that's a Tumas Sheretz, but it's as if, of course, he's going to get Karis, because Hainu Tahar, he's essentially like a regular Tahar person, because since he could do his Pesach through a Shliach to send it into the Azara, and he's going to be fit that night because he can bring his Karban Pesach, so what would be the Havamina that you would have to have an extra pasuk that you wouldn't be chayiv in karas? Of course you would be. So Alma, obviously, that this Tana holds. Avagav deloy chazi. Even though that you're not fit, because when the pasuk is exempting you from karas, it's only those things that could not have done a Karban Pesach that you're going to be pater. So obviously, from the fact that this Tana obviously holds that you do not do the shechita and the zrika, and that's, again, why you needed an extra pasuk. So although he's not fit to bring the Karban Pesach, because if you were fit, again, it would be like a regular tar. You wouldn't need extra vaha'ish to include it. But so therefore you're not fit. You cannot bring the Karban Pesach. Yet chiyuv alav, and there is obviously still a chiyuv of karas on the person that he will get if he doesn't bring it, because he could have done a tevila and fixed himself from the at the time when the shechita of the Karban Pesach comes. And that's va'avagav the lesser b'tzibur, and that is although that does not apply to a tzibur, and that is because the public of the mass of the Jewish people, in such a case, we would not tell them, go ahead and immerse in the mikvah, because since, in such a case, as we just said, this Tana obviously holds ein shechta mezarkin. Because again, if it was shechta mezarkin, you wouldn't need va'ish to include, it would be like a regular person, because you could bring a Karban Pesach, so of course, you would get karas if you don't. So obviously you cannot bring it. Yet he still gets karas from Vaha'ish. And what would the understanding of that be? Because since he could go ahead and fix himself, therefore he's not like someone that's tummy with Shahai B'derech HaChayka. And that's in spite of the fact that, and since in such a case where the Yachid would be get Deicha, and that's what we're saying, that's why we have to include him, and then so therefore the Tzibur would be able to do it in a state of Tumah, as we always say, anything that the Yachid gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, the Tzibur could do in a state of Tumah. So therefore, this would not apply to the Tzibur, and yet Isa B'Yachid, and yet we see that it does apply to the individual, that there is going to be this discrepancy between the Yachid and the Tzibur, that this Chiv of Tvila, which were requiring amongst this person that has this Tumas Sheretz, because if there was no Chiv Tvila, then we wouldn't give him Karis. Obviously, we're holding him responsible for that. And therefore, although he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, and that's why the Tzibur could do it in the state of Tumah, the Tzibur does not have to go ahead and be Taival. And therefore, there's a difference between the Tzibur and the Yachad, that the Tzibur doesn't have to be Taival, and the Yachad has to be Taival. But we just said before that there is no difference between the Tzibur and the Yachad. So Elam or Rava, rather, Rava argues on this previous pshat of Rabba that had these three different principles. He argues on the different fundamentals that Rabba had said Rabbi Eliezer holds. And that is, if Rabbi Eliezer would hold, as Rabba had proposed before, the first of three steps, that we cannot go ahead and shech the Karban Pesach for someone that has Tumas Sheretz or Tumas Mes B'Shvi'i Shelei. That, in other words, spraying that person, obviously, would be holding him back from doing the Shechita B'Pesach, because when he has that Tumah, we do not do it. Then, according to Rabbi Eliezer, for sure, it would be Deicha Shabbos. And that is, even if that does not apply to the Tzibur, it's not true that we would do it. The Hazah, although the Tzibur does not have to do it, we don't say that whatever is by the Tzibur is by the Yachid. We would do it even for the Yachid. And that is where he argues on the second, on the first point of what Rabbi said. Ksav Rabbi Eliezer, in truth, Rabbi Eliezer holds Sheikh to Mezerkin not to Meshach. So the truth is that we do Shecht and we do throw the blood of the Karban Pesach, even if someone has the state of Tumas Sheretz on him right now. And so too, even if he has Tumas Mes, we can go ahead and do the Karban Pesach. And therefore, the question becomes, and then Hazal Amai, so then what would be the spraying ultimately? Then what would we have to go ahead and spray the person that's Tamei, not to allow him to do the Karban Pesach? Because this is what Rav is saying, that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that we could do it, not like the first opinion, not like the first of the three steps that Rabbi said. We could do the Shechita, and we could do the Zrika, could do all the Avodas of Karban Pesach, even though he's Tamei right now, because since he's going to be Tara in the evening, you could do it even now, and therefore you don't have to be Matara, and we don't have to do the Hazal. So then, the question becomes, so then, Hazor Lamai, and this is where the answer actually becomes. So then, what is the purpose of spraying the Baal, the owner, to be Matarim? It would only be La'achila, to allow him to eat it, because, as we said before, the actual Hazah is not Ma'akir for the Shechit and the Zrika, because we could even do it even when he has a Tumas Sheretz or Tumas Mesper Shvi Shalei in that state. Oh, now you know why Rabbi Eliezer does not allow one to do the Hazah on Erev Pesach, because achilas pesachim le'me'akva, the eating of the Karban Pesach does not hold back. It's not intrinsic for the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach. And although it says in the pasuk in Shemayis Perek Yud Beis Ishlefi Achlei, that's just a mitzvah, and that's why it's not Deicha Shabbos, because it's not a hechsher mitzvah, because you don't need it. The shechita and the zrika, and that's the whole avodah. The eating is just a mitzvah b'yam. It's not going to be me'akva in the Karban Pesach for that which is the chiv karish shabbay. And that is why he holds that Reb Lezer says that one is not allowed to do that. You're right. If it wasn't intrinsic, if it would be hechsher mitzvah, it would be the only way for him to get it to do it, then that's what he proved before, that of course one would be allowed to do that on Shabbos. Just here, it's not necessary to be able to do the avodah, because you could do it b'shvi'i shalai, and you could do it if he has tumas sheretz. It's only for the eating, and the eating is not integral for the actual mitzvah of the Karban Pesach. But then the Gemara asks, on this interpretation, Amalei Rav Abba LaRava, Im Kain, if it's so, the way you just said, that a Tumas Mes on that his seventh day, which is on Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos, that you said you could do the Shechita and you could do the Zrika of the Karban Pesach, even though ultimately you're saying you're not going to throw the purifying waters on the owner, and that's what you're blessing, you're not allowed to do that. And if he's not going to come tar, you said that's not a problem because he just won't be able to eat the Karban Pesach. But the actual mitzvah of the Karban Pesach will be done with the Shechit, the Zrika, all the Avedas will be done to it. And that's why it's not necessary. It's not Ma'akav the Aveda. But then what comes out is Nimtza Pesach Nishchat Shalei Lo'ichlav. But then it comes out that ultimately the Karban Pesach is being slaughtered for those that cannot consume it. Yeah, and we had learned in the Mishnah in the other parak on Daf Samech Aleph that if you slaughter a Karban Pesach shaloi la'ichla for people that cannot consume it, it's going to be pasul. So yes, it's going to be a kosher shchidish, kosher zrika, the avoida will be good, but there's an element that's going to make it a problem because he's shaloi la'ichla because you're not purifying him because you're not doing the hazah. And you're not doing the hazah, he's not pure, so it comes out he cannot consume it. And then again, that itself is invalidated by the Karban Pesach because it's done shaloi la'ichla. So Amalei, to that, Rava responds, Shaloi la'eichlav, you want to know what's considered for those that cannot eat it? That's l'chayla, to someone that's ill, or l'zaka, to someone that's elderly. D'lei chazi, that intrinsically he's not fit to eat it. Avalhai, but such a person that has this tumah of his seventh day, or he has tumah sheretz, mechzi chazi, he is fit. It's only tikkun hu d'lei me'askin. There's only a rectification that's not being done. that will not consider him loy chazi. He is chazi. He is considered oichlov, and that's why that's not going to be psul. Just ultimately, he's not matar himself, and therefore that's not considered shloy loichlov. Shloy loichlov is only for people that literally can't eat it. They're elderly or they're ill, they're infirm. But such a case would be considered loichlov, and again, that is the explanation why according to Eliezer, you cannot do the hazah, which l'chayr, even if it would be a malacha d'oraisa, carrying from Shabbos and Shas Ram should be allowed. Because hechsher mitzvah d'echa Shabbos, it's not considered a hechsher mitzvah because it's not intrinsic, because the avoid could be done even for someone that is tamei, and therefore the eating is only l'mitzvah b'yalma. So then the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah. Kalalam Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva said a general rule regarding this whole machleik is in our Mishnah, that any malacha that you could have done from before Shabbos, for example, even the Issur Rabbanan of bringing from out of the tchum or cutting off the wart, on that he said it's not Deicha Shabbos, not like Rebbe Eliezer. So now the Gemara quotes a halacha, Rebbe Yehuda Merav, halacha Rebbe Kiva, halacha falls Rebbe Kiva, although certain things are Deicha Shabbos, if it could have been done from before, it's not going to be Deicha. But it's not namigabe milikagab, and similarly learned the same thing regarding the mitzvah of mila of circumcision, that Kalalam Rebbe Kiva said a general rule. Any malacha that could have been done from before Shabbos, ain't a deicha Shabbos, not deicha Shabbos. Mila sheyev shalaseisim erev Shabbos, the circumcision which cannot have been done from before Shabbos has to be done on the eighth day. Deicha Shabbos, that's deicha Shabbos. And on that, v'amar b'yid merav halacha b'kiva. Again, he said that halacha falls like a b'kiva in this matter. The Gemara says v'tzricha, and we have to say Rav's statement that halacha is like a b'kiva by both these halachas on the Karban Pesach and regarding Bris Mila. Diash min gabe Pesach, had we only said regarding Karban Pesach, Hasam, and the Girsa is Hu de Machshir Mitzvah Leidochot Shabbos, there we would say, yes, there the halachas like a b'kiva, that only preparatory acts of the mitzvah, there it's not Deicha Shabbos, Mishum Dilei Nichus Olea, Sholash HaSabrisis, because we don't have 13 covenants that are on the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. And therefore, if it's only Hechsher Mitzvah that could have been done from before Shabbos, it's not Deicha. Avamila de Nechazela Sholosh Esther Bris is regarding Bris Mila, that we have 13 covenants, which is that it says 13 times the word Bris when it was said to Avram Avinu in Sefer Bereishis Perek Yud Zayin, Eimelitch, I would say there would be Deicha Shabbos. That's what we have to say there. And Riyash Min Amila, had we only said regarding circumcision, Hasam Hu de Machshir Mitzvah Deicha Shabbos, we would say over there that the preparatory acts of the Mitzvah are not Deicha Shabbos, Deleka Karas. Because regarding Bris Mila, if someone doesn't do the Bris today, but he does the Bris tomorrow, he's not going to get the punishment of Karas. Ala Pesach de Kakaras, but regarding the Karban Pesach, if you don't bring it now, which there's no way to undo it once it's Pesach, and then there's going to be a punishment of Karas, a Malitcha would say that it would be Deicha. Tzricha, that's why you have to say both, that even though each one has their own Chiddush, the Halach is like a B'kiva, that if it could have been done from before Shabbos, it's not going to be Deicha Shabbos. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Emasai Mevi Chagi, again talking about the Seder of Erev Pesach, bringing the Karban Pesach, the Mishnah asks, that when do we bring the Karban Chagig, which the Gemara is going to ask, what did we say in the previous Mishnah to say that we started talking about the Karban Chagig, which is a different Karban than the Karban Pesach, Imoi, with the Karban Pesach, and this is talking about on the 14th of Nisan, as the Gemara learns, that's when the Karban Chagig is brought. So when is it? It's not an old situation that will bring the Karban Chagig, when is it? So on that the Mishnah says it has three criteria. Bisman Shuhu Babachel, it's only if it's coming on the weekday, that is on the Erev Pesach is not Shabbos. Bittahara, in a state of purity, and that is although the Karban Pesach, as we learned in the previous daf, is Deicha Shabbos, is Deicha Tumah, but Chagiga is not Deicha Shabbos and Tumah. Uvemuat, and when the Karban Pesach was very little for the entire group that was counted amongst the Karban Pesach, so they would first eat from the Karban Chagiga, so that the Karban Pesach, everyone will be eating when they're already satiated and would consider a chashava achila, because if they're all trying to get a piece and it's not enough for everyone, that's why they would have the Chagiga beforehand. Whereas Ubizmanchu, Baba Shabbos, however, if it's Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, Bimerubo, or when there's a lot of the Karban Pesach to go around because there's very little people on that group and it's enough for them the Karban Pesach, Ubituma, or if they're in the state of Tumah, in Mavina Moy Chagiga, then we would not bring the Karban Chagiga. Then the Mishnah says, regarding the Karban Chagiga, Chagiga ha'isabo minat zayin, the Karban Chagiga would come from the flock, minat bakar from the cattle, minat kfasim from the sheep, minat izim from the goats, minat scharim from the male, minat kevis from the females, from all these different types. Whereas as Rashi says, by the Karban Pesach, it was not brought from the cattle, and it was not brought from the females. And finally, minat chalas l'shnei yom v'layla echad. Again, in contrast to the Karban Pesach, it was eaten for 2 days and one night. So now the Gemara asks, my Tana, the Tana Chagiga, what were we learning in the previous Mishnah that we suddenly jumped into the Karban Chagiga? Because we're talking about the Karban Pesach, which we will continue to talk about. And that the Gemara says, because Tana Har Kavasav Ava Asa, the previous Mishnah spoke about carrying, transporting the Karban Pesach, and bringing from out of the Tchum, which we had said in the previous Mishnah, according to the Tana Kama, the Loidochi Shabbos, which those things are not Deicha Shabbos. Therefore, v'ktani nami, therefore we also learned over here in the Sefer, which in other words in our Mishnah, which continues that Mishnah, that chagiga d'loy d'achi Shabbos, that the coming chagiga is also not d'achi Shabbos. V'hachakam, and this is what the Mishnah is saying. Emesai mevinu mechagiga, when do we bring the coming chagiga? Bizman shehubah b'chol, when it comes during the weekday, again, not Shabbos, and that's the point of why we continued. Pitahara in purity, u'bemuit, and when there's only, when there's very little of the carbon Pesach to go around. And that is, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah that's saying that chagig is not going to be deich Shabbos, even regarding its shechita. In other words, the previous Mishnah was saying regarding the carbon Pesach, that's not deich Shabbos, certain parts of it that could have been done from before Shabbos. What our Mishnah is continuing is saying that the carbon chagiga is so not deich Shabbos that even its actual shechita is not going to be deich Shabbos, whereas become Pesach, the shechita will also always be deich Shabbos. So the Gemara concludes from this. Amr Vashi Shmami Naf. From here you could conclude the Chagigas Abba Asa, the Karmic Chagiga that's brought with the Karmic Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, we continue on top of Ayinam and Aleph. Lav Chayvihi. Obviously, it's not an obligatory carbon. The Sogad Ede Chavi, because if you think it would be an obligation, then Tasi B'Shabbos should be brought even though it's Shabbos. But Tasi Merubah should be brought even if there's a lot of meat to go around on the Karmic Pesach. But Tasi B'Tumah should become even the status of Tumah. So obviously, it's not a Chayv. To which the Gemara concludes with this and asks, and the truth is, you're right, it's not an obligation. Why do we bring it even when there's very little meat of carbon Pesach to go around? Why do we have the carbon Chagiga to come along with it? Now the Gemara says, Ketana Gulun the Braisa. Chagiga Haboam Pesach. What is the purpose of the carbon Chagiga that's brought the carbon Pesach? Is that Nechelas Tchila, it's eaten first, Kedeshe Pesach Nechelal Seiva. So the carbon Pesach should be eaten when the people are satiated. They should enjoy their eating. Now when people are hungry and they're trying to get just a piece of meat, they stayed up all night and they're saying the Haggad and they finally get the thing, they want it to be considered a Chashava eating. They already ate and we're enjoying that piece of meat. If it is going to be very little meat to go around, people are not going to be satiated, and it's not going to be a chashav of eating. That's why we first have the carbon chagiga, and then we have the carbon pesach again. That's why it's only when there's muit, when that means when there's very little meat of the carbon pesach to go around, so that people are first satiated, and then they have a chashav achila of the carbon pesach.